Janae Agumake joins us on Sports Byline USA. She's the forward for the Stanford Cardinal women's basketball team. They're the number one seed in their bracket. And, of course, they finished number four in the country, only lost two games, one to Connecticut, the other to the University of California. And one of the major reasons was Janae. What another great season that she had. And, of course, her sister graduated and was a rookie of the year in the WNBA. You know, Janae, I wondered what type of thought process you went through in the offseason, knowing that you were going to be by yourself. You were not going to be teamed with your sister. You were going to be separated because even though there's a couple of years between you two, you really were like twins in a sense. What thought process did you go through?
Yes, I really think that she is truly my twin. When she graduated, I didn't realize how much time we spent together until she was gone. And I would text her, and she'd be like, "Janae, I'm in Poland right now." I'm like, "Oh, man." But, yeah, when she graduated, I knew that a huge hole was left in our team. And I knew that we had to work really hard to put ourselves in a good position to succeed next year. So a couple of our girls were able to stay this summer, and we just stayed in the gym. We were really hungry, you know, for opportunity to, you know, step up our game. So we worked really hard. We had fun, though. You know, we relaxed a little bit. But we knew that this year we didn't want to fall off, and we wanted to continue that tradition of excellence at Stanford. So it was a hardworking summer, but, you know, we love summers in California anyway. So
looking at both your games, were you all a support factor for each other when you were on the court playing?
I always said that she was my sanity. People have called us fire and ice. I'm fire. She's ice. I'm just a little out there, aggressive, a little bit everywhere.
No.
And she was always a calming factor. She was very poised. So this year I've really learned how to be poised because she's gone. She was always the one that was keeping me together. So, it was a little difficult at first, but my coaches have really helped me. They say, "Janae, calm down. It's okay." And I think that's what really helped my leadership ability.
You know, that's where I was going to next, because I think people can tell as they listen across the country and around the world how outgoing you are, how forceful you are as a personality. And sometimes that can get you in trouble. You can be over emotional, can you not?
Oh, definitely. Sometimes I get lost in, you know, the grips of the game. And but that's the beautiful thing about sports. It's a way to express yourselves, and it's a way to show your emotions. But you have to contain them in order to be successful as well. So, I think that, you know, being a woman and being an athlete, it's an opportunity for people to see you and understand you and get a little glimpse of your personality. So I try to leave my heart on the court, and that's why I'm sort of all out there.
I'm just wondering, this is not the first ride to the finals or the NCAA tournament, particularly the Final Four for Stanford. You've been there before. I'm just wondering what might be the approach that's different that might allow Stanford to win it all this time around.
Well, there's a quote: if you want to go somewhere you've never gone, then you have to do something you've never done. And every year we have to look at this as an opportunity. We have not gotten over the big hump of winning a national championship recently. So every year we have to approach it differently. And this year, I think as a team, our identity is that we don't really have an identity. We just go with the flow, and we try to play hard for 40 minutes because we know when we play hard, we win. Otherwise, we struggle. So this year we're really excited about the tournament, and hopefully that MO of, you know, really playing hard for 40 minutes for each other will help us get over the hump and hopefully make a run at it this year.
Tell me how Tara Vanderveer fits into the mix for the Stanford women's basketball team.
Yes, Coach Tara is one of a kind, to say the least. She has a funny phrase for everything. She has a story for everything. I think she's been at Stanford for around 30 years, way older than me. But I think that her experience really sets the tone for our team, and her tradition of excellence also keeps us motivated every day in practice. I mean, she's on top of us every possession because she truly believes that one play decides if you win or lose, if you advance or you go home. So we've been like that since day one. And, you know, her standard, her super high standard for every day achieving what we need to in practice, that's what makes us great.
She seems to be stern, and so every time I interview her, I always try to break her up a little bit. And the last time she was on with me, I said, "By the way, I went into the 7-Eleven, and I saw your music CD on sale there, your piano CD."
I know. She's quite a talented pianist. I mean, that's one of the best-kept secrets. Coach Tara is an extremely funny person. Not the whole, you know, Kevin Hart stand-up comedy person jokes, but she'll say some crazy things, and you'll just end up laughing forever. I wish people got to see a little bit more of that, but we all know that we love the Coach Tara that gets down to business and helps us win.
You got to explain something to me, and that is forward Jocelyn Tinkle, your teammate, said, referring to you. She's so much fun to play with. She's even more fun off the court. Tell me about off the court.
Yeah, Jocelyn is my right-hand woman. I mean, she is always there for me. She's an outgoing personality just like me, so we gravitated toward each other. So anytime we want to do something, hey, Chanae, you want to go to the guys' game? I'm like, of course. We're always doing it together. She's not afraid to dance in public, so we just always have a ball wherever we go.
One of the other things that is important is being able to manage your time when you're in college. And you talked about that in the article that I read, how important that was. How difficult is it for a top-flight athlete at a major university, and especially one like Stanford, to be able to manage one's time to be doing big-time athletics as well as big-time academics?
Definitely. It's essential, and it's essential to your success, honestly. But one of the beauties of sport is that it keeps you on a regimen. You know you have a certain time to practice. You know you need a certain time to sleep, which means the rest of the day you better be doing what you need to do. So even though I may not have as much free time as others, it also keeps me focused, and I set goals, and I'm really efficient with my time. And I have a great support system here at Stanford, from our student academic mentors to my major advisor. So, it's just, you know, doing what you want to do, but making sure you're efficient while doing it. So.
Yeah, that academic advisor is no slouch. Tell everybody who your academic advisor is.
Former Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice, yeah. I'll try to keep that on the DL a little bit.
Yeah. She says, Chanae is more directed and focused than I was at her age. And then she went on to say that you have a magnetic personality and energy flows from you no matter what the scenario you're in. And her smile lights up a room, and she inspires those around her. That leads me to another statement, and that is the fact, when I was talking to Michael Jordan one time, I said to him, I said, Michael, tell me about what makes the great players. He said, well, first of all, when the game is on the line, I want to be the one to determine the outcome. If I succeed, I'll take the glory. If I fail, I'll take the blame. And I think you know, Chanae, as well as I do, that not everybody is comfortable with putting it on the line and being the one to determine the outcome. Can you talk a little bit about that? Because that fits into your personality.
Oh, thanks. I think also this comes back to Michael Jordan. The reason why he succeeded was because he failed. So I think Stanford especially fosters an environment where you're pushed to the limits and you're confronted with the opportunity to either, you know, push yourself past a certain point and think you're going to fail, or, you know, actually propel yourself despite that adversity. So I know that basketball, it's just a sport at the end of the day, but we've invested so much time, and especially, you know, with what we've garnered this year as a team, I just really do cherish the opportunity to be a leader, and it's fun. You know, winning is fun when you do it the right ways, and if I do have the ball at the end of the game, I know I'll definitely be happy, and I'll have a great support system that'll help me learn from that experience. So
one of the other things that I also recognize in the truly great athletes, no matter what the sport might be, they tend to make others on their team better than maybe they actually are. And the other thing is, Chanae, they also understand the game that they're playing in, what needs to be done at the moment. Maybe it's making a basket. Maybe it's diving on the floor to get a ball. Maybe it's to get a rebound. Am I correct in that observation about the great players?
I completely agree. I think this year I've had a few challenging games, and in those games they've taught me two things. One, that you always should put the team first, and two, that sometimes leadership is shared. So no matter what, true people that want to win find a way to get everyone else on the same page, and, you know, really strive toward that no matter what situation, no matter who can get it done. So I completely agree that leadership is shared in moments of adversity, but then, you know, it's also shared when you do succeed too. So
your parents are from Nigeria, and I know you're going to go back and spend part of the summer back there. Tell me about what you'll be doing.
Oh, yes. This is a really fun part. I love it. I'm an international relations major, and a part of that requires me to study abroad. So I'm looking in the next few months, I'm going to have to take an extended trip to Nigeria to study abroad. But at the same time, I'm simultaneously working with a charity called Access to Success. And what they do is they try to bring sport to African people so that they can realize the opportunities that will, you know, provide for them. So I'm really excited to team up with them. And the goal right now is to build a court in Nigeria, I'm trying to raise some money, $30,000. So we'll see how that goes.
Yeah, the correlation between sports and society has always been a fascinating one to me. Now, you are someone who interacts easily with people. What have you found is that correlation between people? What is it that gets them jazzed about it? What is it that challenges them, Chanae?
Definitely. I think that it's different for each person, and each person has their own aims with sport. With me, I want to be the best student. I want to be the best sister, daughter, basketball player that I can be. That's just my MO. I'm super competitive. But I think that sports, more importantly, you know, is your own interpretation. And to me, it's more than a game. It's way more than a game. It's a way to unite people. It's a way to make people realize, you know, bring out some kind of camaraderie. So that's why I love talking to our fans and engaging our students to come to the games, because it's really fun. It's a good way to unite people. So I'm really passionate about the whole more than a game aspect, because in reality, it is a game, and, you know, if we can do something for society, that's the ultimate goal.
Well, I got to tell you, you're fun to watch on the floor, but you're even more interesting just talking to you. You're welcome here anytime on Sports Byline. I look forward to the next one. Take care, Janae. Good luck in the tournament.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Janae Agumake of the Stanford Women's Cardinal, number one team in their bracket. We continue on Sports Byline.